would you tell me something about different sorts of kinds of bags, sacks, that you can remember? I've got some people have told me about the crocus sacks, toe sacks,
that's right,
paper bags. Can you explain the difference?
Yes.
Would you explain the differences? How is a toe sack different from a paper bag?
A toe sack is made in the palm. You know, it's you can, in a manner, see through a toe sack. Anything made into a paper sack form, you know, you can't see through it.
I see. And what's a croaker sack then?
That's the same with you talking about a toe sack and a croaker sack. That is the same kind of sack.
I have two names for it.
And which did you use when you were a boy?
When we were boys, let me see.
What you croaker sack, didn't you?
I think so. Yes. Wasn't many toe sacks. Wasn't many toe sacks.
And how was flowers sold in the store? What was that kept in?
It was kept in barrels.
Oh, and that was in barrels.
Yeah. Half a barrel and a whole barrel.
Half a barrel and a whole barrel.
And did you ever have a cloth sack for flour?
Yes. That's what began happening when it was moving up. Flowers and flour and things. Mm-hmm. It was moving up. But still, you know, that is way back yonder, those flour baked. You could buy it in the store right up yonder, two stores up there. Mm-hmm. You could buy it in those bags.
Somebody
and people had done got used to using barrels. And I'll tell you something that happened right funny about using barrels. That's what they were using that old time. Half barrel and the whole barrel. This old fella used to be here years ago when they were using those barrels. People would go to his store and then ask him, did he have us to empty our flour out of those flour sacks into those barrels after they'd come in doing that. And so I walked in there and he's a funny old fella and he just meant that. I said, what do you want for this running barbershop operating then? Walked up that barbershop and said, Mr. what do you have for these flour barrel? Quarter. Quarter, he said it to me, quarter. Well, I walked out, and in them times, it is a juice store here, and you better not buy at the same price that he offer you anything, that Jew. You better stand there and say, oh, you wouldn't take no less. But then, you know, he'd come down to the regular price. So I thought I was gonna, he was this way. Honest as anybody that you could meet up with, but I thought I was gonna hew him down. I went out down the street, never forget. Came back, I said, Mr. Brown, what do you have with those flour bags, quarter? See, I thought he's going to be like a Jew. I got one of them flour bags. And he didn't, it didn't hew him down.
He stayed
right with it. Well, that happened way years ago, but I never forget it.
Uh-huh.
Because you better not buy from a Jew. Now, that's the reason I was doing that. He wasn't no Jew. But you better not buy. It's a Jew dry good. I'll let you move on to something here. But you better not buy it from the first price of Jew.
Well, that's interesting. You had to keep asking for a lower price.
That's right. Wouldn't you take no less than this? I call you some little nickname. Take it on for things that's reduced price.
I see.
Well, that used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the other stores got to carrying out like that here. You better not buy it the first price, dry good. Oh, grocery.